You can do the NTN thing. I was talking about, gosh darn it, you just ruined it. You ruined it all.
I'm going to lead this in. You said, can I bring the show in?
Yes,
I said,
he did.
I'm going to point you in.
I said, the opener.
Okay.
The opener.
No, that's not what
it's still the default.
Open the show.
It's still the default NTN viewers.
Welcome
and that
to the most dysfunctional show on NTN Radio Network.
The only time you make sense.
You said you were going to bring the show in. I said, okay, I will
say
point
that.
To you.
No, he
you
did not
listen.
Say that. He said he was going to open the show.
You
were going
to open the show. That's
the
opening
thing.
The show.
Yeah.
In the words of the mighty great Bugs Bunny, imbassals, morons. That's what the two I got
what,
dealing
that's
with
what
here.
You are.
You're defining
so,
yourself.
Do you want to do the NTN radio?
No,
while you do?
I already did.
Fine.
Right there.
All I was going to say, fine. I'm just going to go. I will open the show in memoriam. That's all I was going to do. A sad day, a week for Gen Xers. 3 days in a row, we lost Theo, Ozzy, and Hulk Hogan. Days in a row. And the biggest downer on the TMO front, the biggest one, well, I don't want to take away from the three, cancellation of RA forever.
I think that hurt me the most.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to take away.
Theo,
for me, it's
I'll
right
be honest with you, Theo, I haven't thought about in years. So it's like,
man,
that sucks. I wonder what he's been up to.
Yeah, but then I click one thing on the Facebook and then or whatever, and the feeds start coming, and they'll show clips like, oh.
That was there's one Cosby show scene that stands out to me. Theo had screwed up and he'd like given this thing to Bill Cosby. He's like, you know, dad, he's like, we all make mistakes. And he's like, and he's going on about how
Anthem.
They should just love him for who he is. And can't you do that? And Cliff looks at him and is like, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
It was perfect because he was, he's like 1 year older. He was at that age where we all kind of were, or well, maybe not for, someone else here, but the point is it was like a voice. It's like when you're that young, you don't necessarily find or yourself, or you can't express yourself. That was the voice of my age generation right there, right then. And then it got slammed as you get older, like Cosby is right, you still go for whatever. But between that, the little dance scene for the grandparents, the Gordon Gartrell, and again because of the feeds, I see this in that time he got the earring, because I got an earring whatever more in college, but I hadn't seen those in freaking decades, so it brought it back and like, whoa, damn, he's gone.
Yeah.
So between that, Ozzy, I was never a big fan or anything, but I appreciated.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan of Ozzy. I'll be honest with you. I mean, there was some music. Crazy Train was good.
Yeah, he's got a couple.
Of course, Iron Man, right?
So it's fine. But then Hulk Hogan,
I mean,
that's
Black Sabbath. Yeah,
Hulk Hogan's an
but
icon.
It's still.
Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, Hulk Hogan.
Hulkamania, and Hulk said a couple things that people are like, oh, well, he was
that's
a racist.
Stupid.
He was this. Here's the deal is you can say that about everybody. Martin Luther King said anti-gay stuff, right? Like,
he's an adulterer.
Stupid stuff.
Here's my take, man, because I'll get deep for a second. It's interpolation. You can't. So you're basing the entirety of someone's life in this case, someone larger than life. You're summarizing the entirety of one person's life in one moment, one chapter. And to me, that's BS. Everybody has a slip up. It's called human. That for me is more a reflection on who's saying that. And I'll get political. One look, because I heard it. I'm stealing from somebody else. There's a trend right now of all outrage. Very little wisdom. It's just like there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture. Yeah. You're not wrong, but trees for the forest, man. Come on, no one's perfect. Everyone's flawed a little bit, which brings us back to RA. But you might have a thought here, Warren, before we go.
Well, we've lost a lot of folks, and it's going to continue. All three of us are at an age where many of the people we grew up with are just
flies.
Phil's
making a face. Sorry.
I'm waiting for the next one.
Oh, no, it's going to come more rapidly. I came to this realization, and we really need to move on. I came to this realization maybe 10 years ago because I like watching the retro TV, not just cartoons, but the big one was like The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, because that was like our youth, whatever. And it would be back to back to back episodes where it, besides him and Ed McMahon, his guests, I'm like gone, 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 like Burt Reynolds or freaking even with Iron Man.
How about Gary, the whole first main event of WrestleMania 1?
See, I'm you're the biggest like WDF person here, probably. So that maybe hits you harder. Me, they're just like live cartoon characters. Like Hulk Hogan, he might as well have been a cartoon. You know,
Roddy Roddy Piper, Mr.
All of them. Don't get me wrong, Bob Savage and Snuka. Snuka was a Snuka was the. I didn't know human bodies could look like that. Holy, I mean, there's a good handful of them, but they were just the physiques were. Just they look like again human cartoons. It just it was just like you know big fat boy me growing up. I did it was a dream to any even aspire to freaking have one of those things happen, and I'm done.
Good, I'm glad. So that's not where I thought you were going to go with that. How do we want to do this? Do we want to do Fantastic Four, Star Trek, Resident Alien?
Yes.
Yeah, we didn't have
let's,
a pregame.
Let's finish on a bad, that the terrible note.
Oh, okay. What was the first one then? Which was a terrible, the cancellation or Fantastic Four?
Here's what I'm going to say.
Go.
And I didn't think this was possible.
Oh, dear.
Till a couple hours ago.
Oh, and real timeout. I am one of the three of us who has not seen FF4. That's where I'm coming
I'm not
from. You two are going to go.
For you, I feel like
we'll leave that for Warren.
Warren will spoil it for you. Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's my job.
After watching Superman, and then Fantastic Four.
It's a poor ensemble. Terrible summer.
Back to back.
Uh-oh.
I'm saying the future is very bleak for comic movies.
Come on.
Very bleak.
They are from the woke era production.
Very bleak.
We'll see in 2 years. We'll see.
But they're not going to recast Fantastic Four or Superman.
What?
There were people in Fantastic Four that did their role worse than the Green Lantern in Superman.
Ow.
Can't disagree with that.
Uh-oh.
Of course you do, because you probably like the Green Lantern in Superman, because it was all
I said I couldn't disagree with you,
but
there were several people in Fantastic Four that, well, Pedro Pascal. I did not never saw Reed Richards in the entire movie.
He doesn't look. Bit racist as me. He just doesn't. That's not the motif icon. The little mustache.
He was an insecure idiot.
They woke him.
Johnny Flame. Looked like a guy you beat up at a fraternity.
The thing
should have just had the thing was embarrassing. It was worse than the taco scene.
They taco hulked him. They taco hulked him.
They over worse than
that. Oh man. And I'm not half bragging. I mean, you know, I see movies for free. I don't know if I want to even.
No, I paid $7 and I thought about asking for it back.
All right. Well, I disagree with you on a little bit, but not a lot.
And then
overall.
Person that had a chance of saving it was a Silver Surfer. They gave her an opportunity where she had to translate something from some alien language, and she gave some stupid thing instead of. She should have Ruthied it and been like, it means I don't know shit about fuck, and left it at that.
That's the best quote.
Best line she's
that
got.
That's a great quote. Yeah.
Instead, it was like, die with your own, whatever. Go ahead, Warren.
All right. So, I cannot disagree with almost everything that you said. It was pretty much right spot on. Sue Storm was obviously, she was supposed to be the hero, not Reed Richards. It wasn't the team. It was Sue.
Damn it.
She more or less was the leader of the Fantastic Four.
Of course.
The Feminine Four.
But the concept and the way they pulled it off, I enjoyed the story. The acting is what did it in. The story I thought was pretty decent. The way they brought in Galactus and the fact that they got rid of him, you know, he'll never be part of the Marvel Universe again, at least not
a spoiler,
soon.
Phil. Not a spoiler.
Not a spoiler. But, yeah.
No. fuck's happened?
And any of the characters.
You froze up. You're gonna have to go back because I lost.
I had him the whole time on my
Yeah,
end.
I didn't, which
Oh.
means he wasn't recorded.
Also squat. Oh, that well that means something.
Right. So you're gonna have to go back from, I don't know.
Where did he freeze? With Sue Storm or?
I think it's the storm that's here screwing up my internet.
Okay, we can't start from the beginning. I can't bring that emotion back
No.
for him. Memoriam.
Don't know when he first
Well, sum
started,
it up.
when he
Sum it up,
disagreed
Warren.
with me.
All right, I will sum up. I enjoyed the story. The acting was terrible.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Bottom line.
I would say go see the movie, but don't have any hopes that Reed Richards is going to be Mr. Fantastic, because all you're going to see is Pedro Pascal. That's all you're going to see.
Like
And
Superman wasn't super. Mr.
no, he was.
Fantastic wasn't fantastic.
He was Mr. Average Superhero. He
Then
wasn't
they should
Superman.
introduce Cross Universe and bring in Mr. Terrific. He seemed to have at least a little bit of traction.
It was terrible.
Besides the
And
three we go ahead.
Galactus will be back in the next movie probably, because there's no because they were like, oh my God, we're gonna send him so far away, but yet he can move at the speed of light, across faster than light, in seconds to get close to Earth. So,
Out of the three we mentioned, as far as FFO, Resident Alien, and I already forgot. Oh, Star Trek. Well, we should. It's our world. We neglected to mention that the San Diego Comic-Con is going on right now. So they're dropping trailers
yeah,
and doing interviews and so on and so
I
forth.
saw
So
the new Tron trailer before the movie. Terrible.
I never even saw the
Did
latest movie.
not lure
I'm
me
not a
into
Tron fan. Not
watching.
Tron. I did send the link where the RA did a
Okay.
sit down interview, so we saw
Yeah.
Asta in real life and all that stuff.
Best trailer I
Peacemaker.
saw was for the new Naked Gun movie. That was a
It's
pretty
either
good.
going to be a bomb or going to be decently pretty good.
There were some moments where it looked pretty
Yeah,
good.
I
But
mean
yeah, you're
they
right. It's either gonna
yeah
be a
it's.
bomb or pretty good.
They did. I will watch it because they did get me with all of the sons of the original squad looking at the pictures on
Yeah,
the
no,
wall, and they got the OJ. He's like, It's like, all right, you got me with that one.
Yeah, they had a couple of things, so I'm look
So, I'm throwing it in there. Anyway, we Peacemaker looks like it has some traction. I think we
Yes,
will
I
enjoy
think it
that.
looks decent.
Yeah, that looks. So there's a oh, prompted that was. With the poo-poo on the Fantastic Four, there was a quick interview with the Star Trek crew, the one we're going to talk about, and ex-Stamos did say, she said, "I am in the next Avengers Doomsday." That is being produced right now, which gives me little pinhole of light hope that the woke era would be now receding into the background, where they concentrate on storyline and good production. So
They would have
that's
to
the only
cut the
thing.
whole Fantastic Four crew.
Okay, that's fine. And it's maybe they
And
do.
that's
They could do
fine.
that.
I mean, they did it with Hulk, right? The
Or
original
recast
Hulk.
them.
Or recast them. You
We
got
can
to
multiverse them out
recast
of
them.
there. So that's fine. But
I
it
mean, I
just gives
didn't
me
even
hope.
like
That's
the
all.
story. The storyline was terrible. The way they picked it up, the way they tried to, I don't know.
Well,
They were just,
perhaps we just file it in the snow woke bin. That's all I'm saying.
yeah.
We
Yeah,
move
well,
on.
I'm just saying it's bleak. We've now had two quote summer blockbusters that were poo-poo, and the worst part is all the reviews on them are saying, "Oh,
Oh,
what a great movie!"
that's the
Oh,
point. What
it was pretty movie. It was pretty. The
the that
CGI was terrible.
terrible. You're bringing me to yeah. The one of the reasons also I easily pulled back on the reins was that all the, I mean, I don't think I saw a negative review anywhere on Superman. And Variety was like through the roof, and they've already lost
Yeah.
credibility because they were that way with Snow White. There was just oh, greatest movie ever. Are you kidding me? So when the reviews or whatever summaries, critiques came out for Fantastic Four, I'm like, no, I'm not buying it. You kind of twice burned, not on this one. Yeah, my
Yeah.
fault if I buy into any of the accolades. Not happening. So that's
Right.
why I'm not even listening to you guys right now after hearing spoilers or whatever. I don't care. I don't
Arguably, it
care.
was as bad as the 2015 one.
It can't be. That's I see. I can't believe you on that because that yeah, looked bad.
I think
bad.
It was better than that. I think it was better than that.
It looks better than that, and I didn't see either. So yeah, my spatter.
No, I still work. I still like, think you should go see it, but it's.
I do too, just because I had to suffer through
yeah.
that.
Maybe I'll
since
wait
you
for
get to see, since you get to go for free, it's worth your money.
No. Take a friend, get them in, charge them $20. Then it might be.
Maybe if I get a free quesadilla at the food bar.
Yeah,
thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I made the mistake of going to Alamo.
Oh, there you go.
The only thing good was is like I ate food and I could actually eat the food, so that was good. But then I walked out of there and I was like, mother effer, I just paid $30 to see a $7 movie I was aggravated with. Then I was fit to be tied. I could not be helped.
Yeah, I mean, I'm spoiled, right? I'll put it up front. I had to pay for a ticket, two tickets. I don't know where I was.
Paradise.
And then the price came, the bill came due. I had to give the credit card. It's like $30. Are what for one fun movie and no food? I was a little shocked. I'll just go on a tiny little rant. When I think I mentioned I was in Hollywood about less than a year ago, and I wanted to go see a movie at the El Capitan in Hollywood, the latest Disney movie. That's their home base, but it was too early, couldn't get there on time. So, oh, fine, I'll go to the Chinese theater. I love going there. I went to see The Crow with the latest rendition. Oh my gosh, that's it. There aren't words to describe how horrible it was. Point is, I go there. Oh, yeah, one ticket.
It's two. It's called Fantastic Four.
I asked for the okay. Here, I want this movie. Here's my credit card. Came $25 and change for one movie. I was one of two people in this gigantic, grandiose theater, and I couldn't get past, and it was horrible. And $25 for one movie, one finger, and then that. So let's move.
Yeah, TMO.
I gave the TMO Fist of Glory. I just named it the Fist of Glory.
I'm there. I'm loving it.
Let's move on, please. Star Trek. Yeah. That's not the perfect segue, but Renee Stamos. Yeah, because she was with the group. I can do that. At Comic-Con, she was interviewed with some of the cast, and then she spilled that at the end of her ask, she could confirm she was in the next Doomsday, Avengers Doomsday, reprising her role. She wasn't expecting it. It was cool, but she couldn't go anywhere beyond that. So, again, hopefully past the woke production era, and we have a decent story. No Taco Hulks and thus forth.
Yeah,
so
we got Taco thing.
Star Trek, since I'm still talking, they have a little Stranger Things and Walking Dead almost. They did zombies and and this may have been one episode late, at the very end, they've got the pilot looking into the mirror, like, again, reminiscent of Stranger Things, where she's kind of still got the zombie seed or DNA happening in her.
The Gorn.
So I'm still loving the show. They took a totally different pivot in the past two, which I'm fine with. It's I'm entertained. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the cast at first was like but now like the Spock guy, I'm now finally accepting him as Spock.
Yeah, and the latest guy, the Doctor, I'm in because he's a complicated character. Because it's the whole, thou shalt not harm.
Yeah. And he was
bones.
No, huh. he was a warrior. He was a fighter. He was a maybe not nice guy. Yeah. At some point.
And he was actually a character from the show. He is canon. It's not something they made up for this episode.
How long ago? Canon, like the original.
From the beginning.
Original.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay.
He was when they did the pilot, he was the Doctor. You just didn't see him or anything, but he was
3 years old.
Or negative 400 years star date.
Whatever. I mean, now I know Warren's just making up facts.
Yeah.
Don't check on me.
But check me. Yeah, no, I mean, good storyline, definitely a different swing. Definitely different.
I was kind of surprised with the zombie stuff.
It was good though.
Yeah.
The walls. I was like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah, I've really said, well, I don't know about that. And then all of a sudden I go, yeah, it works.
This is from way back. I don't like running zombies. I like them slow and sluggish and limping. I don't like running zombies. As I told you, as I messaged you too, as long as if I was with the three of us, I'm fine because I can run. I know I can run faster than both of you, but that's only gonna slow them down so much, chomping your chubby butts. But the one thing I will call BS, and this is purely subjective, as Fernando is. They had in the latest episode, they had Spock and Nurse Chapel working together, trying to, solve the. That's not going to happen, man. I gave my heart up to you, and then I got to work with you that closely and figured. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm
the
still
thing,
thinking.
the
Myself still thinking. That's me.
Vulcans can
That's me.
compartmentalize, so that's probably what she's doing.
No, that's not a bad argument. That's.
Nah.
Yeah, see, Phil knows because the heart of hearts, he's still half human. So half of his heart
Yeah.
is
So he
bleeding.
was like a quarter, like, F this. I hope this person dies so we can fire the nurse and ship her off.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not a mean person, like, but that one string of DNA, yeah,
What
it's
do you
gonna
think
scream.
about the pilot disobeying forcing the issues on the
I like
order
it.
she wanted?
I like it. That was good storytelling
Yeah. I
because
mean, I don't know if
and
I've ever seen that in Star Trek
oh
before.
no, Voyager. They did that was the whole show. They disobeyed
Yeah, they
orders
did
like
that quite
40% of the
often.
time. That was all Voyager. But this one was that was a little campy. Again, part of the trend of the mindset of the time. Oh well, like no, this is the foundation is military. You don't break protocol, even if in your heart of hearts this is the wrong move because that you're affecting the lives of everybody. And they handled it really well. I thought it's like because it was like lieutenant, then it was, and they called each other by first names, and at the end, like you do this again, it's over. It's like, oh.
I'd have been like, yeah, okay, suspend me for a mission that wasn't supposed to be here.
But no, but it made sense though. Like if she had not done it, they did have the escape route with jumping on the spaceship. She didn't have to do what she did. So yeah, there
And
was no BS on that.
I kind of like young Scotty.
I hope they don't introduce
Ah,
any
yeah,
more people.
I'm glad
Yeah.
you pointed that out because I
Good
think
call.
he is doing a very good homage to the Scotty that we grew up with.
Yeah, he's a new
I think
Scotty.
he's, yeah, but I think he's doing a real good job with it. The
I'm
actor
wondering.
must have watched a lot of the old stuff to make sure he got some of the nuances down because he's done a good
accent right.
job. And
Again,
the accent.
it starts with the writers, but I'm wondering if Kate, what's her name? Kate, I forgot her full name now, real name. The main engineer from Princess Bride and Taxi. I wonder if she's like sick or something happened, a contract dispute, because she's like played
She's
no.
from Princess Bride.
You didn't know that? Remember that? Oh my
No,
gosh,
I
she's a
couldn't find
staple,
her.
man.
I was like,
She's a
I knew her
staple.
from somewhere. Oh my God.
Nah, well,
She gave
Taxi was a
Andre
big
the
nerd.
Giant the cloak of invisibility.
Oh, I even
I
forgot
mean,
about that.
not the cloak of invisibility, the cloak that they burnt the what you call it, cloak that they burned him on so he could be the
Yeah,
good
the big
pirate
giant.
Roberts coming for your soul.
Someone got excited. I see. I
True
remember more
love.
just
Is
the
it
old
true?
couple. The old couple fighting like that was a classic. I don't even say Jewish, but it was like a classic 40-year-old married couple just going at it. Like, hey, die, witch,
What a
or something along
good.
those
I
lines.
didn't realize that was her.
Yeah. So she was, I mean, she's pretty good on this show, and she was nowhere
Yeah.
to be found. So I was wondering how that worked because they did the old, oh, she's on vacation or hiatus, or she doesn't come to these meetings. I'm wondering if there was like more real life situation happening in there.
I mean, obviously, she was helping people storm the castle. Good
Good luck.
luck. And just on another Star Trek note, I don't know, you guys probably didn't watch Lower Decks, but it was extremely well done. They're going to do another animated series based on Khan before Star Trek. I mean, before he
It was a good
became.
crossover. On the between this show and that, I had fun, totally had fun, and that was hard. That was like doing the musical version when they do a cartoon to real. Wow, that was good.
And then
That
they also
was
made the announcement there's going to be another Star Trek.
I sent you guys the trailer,
The
the Starfleet
Academy, yeah.
Academy,
Star
which
Trek
I'm not
Academy.
really. I'm getting a Wokey Wincy tingle on
I
that.
did too. I got
Yeah,
a Discovery STD feel to it, but maybe not. We'll see.
I liked Helen, what's her name, from our era as like the
Helen
whatever the
Hunt.
dean. Is it Hunt? No, not Helen. The other one, the one with like the southern drawl, kind of short. She got more attractive as she got older.
Holly.
Holly. Dang, it was an H. I knew it was a Holly or H.
Holly.
You know what we're talking about. You
Holly,
know
Holly, Hobby. I don't remember. I know who you mean.
Stop messing with the toys you had as a child.
Holly.
Holly Hunt? I don't know. It's on the tip of our tongues. But yeah, anyway, it just because it's so it's based in school. So now it's going to be a bunch of unexperienced neophytes who don't necessarily know the tactical go-tos. I don't know
if
I'm going to.
Did they try and do that with Wesley once in one of the movies?
Well, they sent him off in to Starfleet Academy.
Yeah, but then they went never back to Starfleet Academy because they needed a crew or something.
No, he went and became a time traveling, like, you know, god or something. So, but you know, having said that, I'm thinking because also season two of whatever Gen Z The Boys is coming out, and we enjoyed that, and that was about school kids mostly. So we'll see. I think it feels like
one.
Yeah, I think we need to go to the really dark, dark, twisted.
That Resident Alien was canceled, and that is some bullshit.
Oh, he said the hairy words.
I know.
I am so
disappointed. They have the
opportunity
to finish it up, and here's what I'm going to say: if they finished, they knew this was coming.
They knew-ish it was coming.
They
knew-ish, sure.
So they wrote it to finish it up, and if they finish it up right, I'm much happier with a fully funded season four of Resident Alien than a half-assed season five where the writers are leaving because they know the ship's sunk.
Okay, is that
right?
It?
Look
okay,
what happened to The Walking Dead. Look what happened to, there's so many shows, Sons of Anarchy.
Games of Thrones
sequels. So many shows have pushed that limit and didn't punch out on a high note. If Resident Alien punches out on a high note, I'm kind of okay with this.
Harry and Asta. Okay. Are you done? Because I want to have my ahead. Here's what I'm going to say about
don't
this.
Don't care. I mean, go ahead.
I had this positive energy. Then you just
you
put a wet blanket. You're a wet freaking. You're a. I can't think of a character. You're a manted. Is what the hell you are. you just ripped my head off. Having said all that, the big thing is, it is over. Even if they do revamp it, bring it back in 6 months because there's a fan thing. Everybody's checked out. Production ended at least eight months to a year ago. So even if you brought everybody back, there's going to be different vibes. Maybe some, because it's such a big entourage of characters, ensemble, that you're not going to bring everybody buddy quite back. And the kid already doesn't look like a kid anymore. He's going to look like a freaking 40-year-old and his best friend, lady girlfriend. It's not going to have the same vibe. It's not going to have the same trend, or the odds are extremely against it having all that. Actors are going to have moved on to other things. And so essentially what I'm saying is it's done. Even if they bring it back, it's done. It's period. It's done. So having said that, as I was watching this latest episode that just came out, I don't know if I can get past the fact knowing that it's canceled, but with that lens, it seemed hurried, or they're just like trying to crunch a whole lot of storyline and wrap up a bunch of buttons. It wasn't the same flow of funny, drama, heartfelt, getting real, funny again. There are a few moments, but it felt like they're just trying to stuff so much story to put a button on things. It took me out of it. The only time I really LOL'd was when Big Black and Harry were going to trap the Manton. They're walking. And he's like, you know, so Big Black's like, so you're like E.T. could do this. Does your finger glow? He's like, no, my finger cannot glow. But my other finger. I was like, that was good. That was really good. But there wasn't a whole lot. And I'll just say, because the last episode, there were a ton of them. This one is really just one. And it's like, here's the baby. Here's the thing. Oh, now everybody knows we're aliens. Like, okay, you're kind of just stuffing it in the, you know, in the suitcase at this point. Go.
Yeah, I'm not. Like I said, I'm okay with if they can wrap it up in a way they think is fitting. I agree with you. I think it's not going to come back the same.
If it ever comes back. Yeah.
Right. The kids aren't kids anymore. Right. So that kind of takes a whole interaction and storyline out.
And again, I like what they did. Remember, I was boohooing about, like, oh, he's ungrateful little snot. I mean, this guy saved his life, but they've had history, and he's being kind of distant. Then all of a sudden, now you killed your father for me. Oh, I just killed my father. I ruined a good poker.
And like you voiced a concern last week about where they go do a memory wipe because everybody knows.
Yeah,
I think now knowing what we know, they don't have to.
It would be a good way to end the series because
or
like too many people know
series that way with a memory wipe.
I'm just saying, like, since everybody knows, they don't necessarily need a memory wipe because season five, whatever. Now everybody knows, like, you've lost an element of like, oh, I know that you don't know, and we've got to do this for that. And but now it's like, oh, I had the baby for this long, and then like it's like everything's who doesn't know that's an essential character that there are aliens galore. Or that even specifically Harry. Harry's an alien.
The nurse.
Harry's...
Judy Pooper.
She's already... Oh, see, but now you're making me... See, that now makes me sad because we're not going to see them ever again as in a new way.
What makes me sad is that there's no Emmy or whatever, Golden Globe, for them coming in and just dropping haymakers.
Left and
walking
out. Right.
Right. There should be a new award for. I mean, just even the finger thing. Damn, that's just good. I can't explain it. That's just beyond great. That's art. That's
You know, like I was reading an article and it was like, oh, this underappreciated and this under thing. It's like, where were you guys season one talking this show up?
They're on HBO, not on Sci-Fi Channel. Yeah. Is what it is.
Yeah, they were that's all it. Like poo-pooed it, and it's like. You didn't do your job. I blame this as much on the critic. The first year we were talking about, like, my God, this is the greatest show ever.
I mean, no,
and
it still is, man.
From mass media.
It took it halfway
like
through the second
Joe
season
Rogan,
before it started coming out.
TV. No one's talking about it.
No one talked about it until halfway through the second season. We were all over it.
And yeah, you're making me think like of a good parallel again with your monologue, Phil. MASH, it was like MASH. They tried to do a post MASH, if you remember, and that was
terrible.
Yeah, I saw one episode. And what is this? Feels like a TV show.
Yeah,
I'll be honest
with you. I watched the Serenity movie after Firefly. I watched it.
Yeah, so again, I was going to say that too. This is it's we have now.
It was
moved
okay,
into,
and they had to do the movie just to wrap things up. But it wasn't.
Monk. I loved Monk.
Monk's awesome. It was okay. Yeah, I don't know if I saw it. I remember that. Yeah, it maybe it was that bad. I saw it and I don't remember it. But yeah, I that's one another thought I had. We all of us have now moved at the threshold into the camp of Firefly. You know, just like super fan, like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest show ever, but canceled, and maybe they do something again. But it's just never gonna be the same.
Yeah, several of the actors said that they hope there's the movies to wrap things up with. So it would be nice.
I was mad at the interview at Comic-Con. How is it the first time RA has a, I think it was the first time they were interviewed or had an appearance, like George Lucas this year at RA. And I got mad at Asta for the very first time. It won't last long, but where the interviewer is like, you know, maybe there's a chance there's rumors, talks, echoes of perhaps another season or a movie. And then Asta, the actress, human being, real person, he's like, let me put my hand on Alan's knee for you. It's over. It's done. I'm like, a little harsh. I'm like,
that was a damn moment.
No, for
that
me,
means she got offered on something.
She's got somewhere else to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
But for me, it was a Thor moment when he was he went into the future or the past, whatever, and talked to his mom. He's like, you know, you're fat. I was like, remember that moment? Like, you lost or you hurt. She's just something real mean. He's like, well, a bit harsh, but anyway, yeah. I can't remember the moment, but yeah, it was that moment for me when Asta, the real person in life, said, we're done. I'm like, whoa, hey, we're not even done with the season. Give us this.
I couldn't tell when I watched that the first time, whether that was like her being like, we're done, I don't want to talk about it, or her being like aggravated that they're done.
I didn't get an aggravation vibe. I got
it
like,
either. Like, I watched
I'm above
it the second
this
time, and I was like,
yeah,
was
my
like,
take was that she's over. She's over it being over.
Yeah, I'll go one step further. It was almost an ungrateful, unappreciative comment to the fans. Like, oh, we're done. Like, hey, this meant something to us. Don't just, you know.
Yeah, it did to her. It gave her a career. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, it gave herself as a professional somewhere to hang her hat. That she, yeah, she can go. She, you know, I don't want to be mean because I obviously I know a bunch of really good, talented artists that may never see the light of day, mainstream wise. But this, she can hang her hat. Like I won. If I do nothing else for the rest of my life, you know, I won. Period.
She can go to every Comic Con, every
I don't
sci-fi
think she will.
con.
No, I don't
she
think
could. So. I'm saying she could. If she doesn't have to get another gig, she could go to all those.
In contrast, you know what made it stick out more? The actor, Big Black. He was like, oh, man, I wish, you know, that was someone who dug the show and appreciated it, even if it wasn't, he wasn't thinking of the fans.
He has some of the best, you know, there, we always argue
oh my
who
gosh.
Has the best
he,
lines, but
he had my
great
be
lines.
In the Naked Gun movie.
He should.
He had my heart at Mayor Snowflake. Season one, I was like, that guy. I'm like the Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm pointing at that guy like, that one, him. Him.
I'm all in. That guy's number one.
If every episode or every four episodes has one liner like that, even if it sucks, I'm pointing to the screen. I'm in. I want that moment.
You know, he. Now, let's talk about what happened on the show this week.
Okay.
Right? They're hunting now.
Is Liv dead? That was my other second
concern. No, because the man.
I don't think she is, but.
No. Because the man that has taken people's bodies without killing them, Harry. Right?
Oh, but wasn't that
guy?
I jump in. Wasn't that that was kind of dark? That very opening scene where she gutted Julie or whatever her name was.
Oh,
was
yeah.
In the
I was like,
whoa. Right? Come out.
This wasn't funny. This was like almost horror in the beginning.
That opening, whatever, 38 seconds. Oh, snap. That just happened. That's dark. I mean, that's not.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, yeah.
I did like the Mandy's line where they were like, "Oh, welcome to the festival. It's all you can eat, or it's all you can eat something."
Oh,
like, yeah.
They're all the subtleties, even the little paper sign on the on the electric pole post, like all you can eat, like yeah, a little nick. See, that's what I enjoy about the show. There's a, I hate to say it like this, there's an intelligence to it for the viewers to process and then get it in their head. It's not the opposite. I have a big pet peeve with anime. Don't explain every freaking thing. Oh, you have fought with my acolytes for 2 hours. You are now tired. Therefore, I can come in and fight. Like, yeah, it's like explaining a Godzilla fight when he gets mad or whatever. You don't have to tell us Godzilla's mad. He's still beating it after he incinerated it. He's still stomping it and letting it on fire. The thing's been dead for an hour and he's still mad. You don't have to explain it to us in words. So that I enjoy that, you know, miniature aspect. I just want to throw that in. But go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
But, you know, I think while it wasn't the funniest episode, it definitely was a serious episode, right? Like, and they do that to us every now and then.
It's best when they mix them all at once.
That's
a roller coaster.
Sometimes they have one episodes that are just like one liner, and you're like, whoa. This one, I think, is setting up a grand finale.
Easily. Well, it's
right?
tears coming down. It's a penultimate. Next episode.
It's the penultimate to the penultimate, right?
This, I mean, Friday. Oh, my God. Make it stop. I want to go home.
No more.
No fun anymore.
No more.
But it just, in general, I feel like it's, you know, it was a good show, right? Like, it's still worrying about, especially at the end where you saw Liv walking in. You know, Deputy Liv walking in.
Good actress too. That face she had. There's a mantid in there. That was good acting.
And the kid pointed it out, right? Max pointed it out, and he's like, "No, that's the mantid, right?" Or whatever.
And then again, they got. I will admit, my overall highlight to number one commentary is this felt like a stuffed show. They just kept trying to put too much storyline to wrap it up. But I don't want to gloss over the fact they got me for a split second. It would have been more if it was a richer show, less stuffy. But the moment that Darcy started going, like she realized that Asta was potentially, she was serious about leaving, even though she was kind of sugarcoating it. And she got the ugly cry face. It's like, oh, whoa. What's happening here?
Darcy missing, like when she's like showing the mayor's wife the pictures of the kid. Not catching that it was like messing up the mayor's wife. Like,
That was a good interchange because that's how not being stereotypical, but that's how a woman conversation would go. Like you and I, the three of us would never have that.
And then the mayor's wife is like, I just can't be strong and fix you right now. And I was like,
ooh. And yet, as you say that out loud,
that was a good piece.
Right that's there. Doubling up where Asta says she's leaving. Now that Darcy was already in crisis, the character, like, whoa. And then you can see that, like, it bubbling. Like, that's, again, good writing. I've forgotten about that. So
I mean, I'm thinking Darcy, like, slams all the vodka in the 59 and saves the day, right? Like, this is
pushing
my head's at.
In this story, you're bringing me back. They're pushing the whole Asta leaving, you know, not leaving, but yeah, she's probably going to, I'm not taking it seriously. She's taking it seriously. Then of course you start digging into this, the reality of it. And here comes Harry with the brochures. Like, these are all pizza places. Okay. Well, okay. Did good. You gave me a little cover. But I, you know, heart of hearts, I'm like,
it's like Detroit,
Chicago. Like, these are all pizza places. And she called them. She knew it right away. And again, for me, what's been missing is that loyalty, that really sentimental bond they've had in previous episodes that really got me. I'm not getting any of that in this season. But if they wrap it up with them getting together, then Fernando's happy. Well, I don't know if they'll do that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I just don't. They could.
Too obvious.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's too easy, but I want it. It is. It's too easy, but I want it.
I don't see them doing it because they've not done anything easy in the writing room. This show has not taken the easy route on anything.
Having said that, I don't know if it was an article or that interview. I did read that the writers did end it as a wrap up of the entire series. However, they did leave a door open, so it could be like that. I could easily see that final shot is of Harry and Asta having that look at each other, and then just maybe even getting the lips getting a little bit too close, and then cut to credits, and I'll go, you bastards. I could see that happening. I'm not saying it's gonna, but that all right, I could live with that, because then you're saying, okay, here comes the movie.
I could see that similar moment, except for her going Detroit deep dish or something like that.
That would be good. That would be right? that I could live with that. Fuck yeah. Oh, excuse me.
So anyways. But yeah, it's sad that it's coming to an end.
Very sad.
Very sad. But like I said, I mean, there was a show I loved that was in England that was called Plubs. And season 1 through 3 awesome. Was a great show. Huh. Then they lost the character to Game of Thrones, and they lost a couple other characters to another show. And it had some of the same characters, and it just went downhill.
To follow it, if it has to end, it's better this way before jumping the shark. Because you may I wish the darkness went on a little bit more. That kind of hurt. It's not going to hurt near. This is going to hurt bad. Luckily, we have a little tiny cushion with Star Trek and Peacemaker coming up.
Wednesday's coming out soon.
Wednesday,
Peacemaker.
So there is a bit of a landing pad. However, there's going to be a moment. Or, you know, in 6 months, 6 years from now, we'll catch an episode.
In 2 Fridays, I'm going to cry. No more Harry Van Der Spiel.
No Asta? No. I'll take it real for Phil here.
No nurse?
No. Well, that's maybe more real. But I was going to say no Asta booty for Phil anymore. That's going to be...
Nurse. The haymakers.
I've changed my tune over the years. It's maybe a maturity thing from the college teen years. However, Asta, you know, in this latest episode, she's wearing like Judy. They were wearing the overall thing.
That was too funny. They threw the tomato at the end.
Like, I don't know what you're talking. It's like, you saw me, Dar. I've been doing this for like 100 years. Last year, you threw a tomato at me, and then as soon as you saw it visually, like, damn, you got me. That was just. I mean, that's Mel Brooks funny again. It was like, damn, that's just hard comedy. But I'm just saying to the point. That was some pretty big booty. In those overalls, I was thinking of you, Phil. I was like, yeah, Phil's hurting right now. Phil's hurting.
Yeah. I'm just more sad. I'm just more sad.
it was like
them nurse haymakers.
It's like Warren seeing Gleek when you saw Asta. You're like, ooh, little golf claps. But yeah, I'm getting we're gonna end this on a sad note. Damn it.
It's Warren's fault. He's the one.
Yeah, Warren's fault. We had two great shows in a row without Warren on Happy Notes. Now Warren's here, and he's the only common denominator.
I want to be sad. we're going to end it on, he even said that. We're going to end it on a sad note.
Yeah, Warren. You and your
I'm okay with that.
Taking days off from your retirement.
There's the music. Do you want to take us out, Fernando?
How can I just RIP to all the Gen Xers and
I'm still alive.
Yeah, well,
I think a lot of them are still alive.
But are we living without RA anymore? Is all I'm saying.
That is a philosophical question.
Why go on? Why go on? There's a void.
I do that all the time.
Two more though. We got to put some in opposite in the finale, and then we're right into Pismacker and the others.
This has been the Marvelous Ones here on ntnradio.com. Obviously, Fernando's not going to take us out. We'll be back next week to talk about some Star Trek, some Resident Alien. Is it Wednesday or Peacemaker that starts this week?
Peacemaker starts August 21st.
Oh, that's got to be Wednesday. That's fall.
Something will be up. We'll be back.
I'm like RA.